Yes, on the face of it, it still looks quite bad news. The Tories are 12 points ahead. They've been 12 points ahead for the last 3 months. And Brown doesn't come out very well against David Cameron at all. But we think there's just enough in it to give him some hope. If he can improve the economy, if he can go as late as possible, which I guess is May or June of next year, if he can go as late as possible for the next general election, then maybe he's got a chance.
Would signs of a recovery in the economy actually change the way people intend to vote?
For most people, it wouldn't. Roughly two-thirds of people say it would make no change at all. But of course, they include many Labour voters. But there is a minority of people. There's roughly one in five Liberal Democrats, one in ten Conservatives, who say, if the economy improves, I'll consider voting differently and I'll consider voting Labour. Now, not all of those people are necessarily going to shift, and it's one thing to say the economy is going to improve, it's another thing actually acting on it. But nonetheless, it feels to me like a lot of these people are people who voted Labour in the past, who've got fed up with them, who've gone to other parties, and may think about coming back.
How do the Tories regard their poll lead over Labour? Because it's been double digits for quite a long time now, but do they regard that as solid?
Well, there is some anxiety among the shadow cabinet, among the, if you like, the rank and file of Conservative MPs, that somehow they've not grasped the election in the way they could have. If you think about before 1997, which is the last time we had a change of government, it's pretty hard to imagine that David Cameron is feeling as bullish as Tony Blair did, say, in 1996. Tony Blair had a huge poll lead. Virtually all the arguments were going his way. Now, as I say, I don't want to overplay this because Cameron is still in a really strong position, but it's not in the bag.
One quite interesting aspect of the poll, Will, is voters' attitudes towards reducing the gap between rich and poor, because we've heard quite a lot recently about the damage that inequality does to society, but it's not necessarily such a plus point for Labour, this, is it?
No, I mean, this is a fascinating finding, really. On the one hand, you've got a massive majority, roughly 4 to 1, in favour of action to reduce the gap between rich and poor. We didn't ask about how they would like that to be done, and there's an argument that you could ask different sorts of questions around that which would give you different answers. But nonetheless, massive majority in favour. But Labour is only just ahead. I think it's about 10 points. They're only just ahead as the party most likely to do it. Now, back in the day, we regarded Labour as being the party of equality and the Tories as being the party of tax cuts. And the poll shows that while those brand loyalties are still there to a degree, it's much more evenly split than it might have been 5, 10 years ago.